I don't know about you, but the winter months can make me want to curl up in a ball and stay inside for the duration, right? Kind of like a bear. Not quite, because I don't want to sleep the whole time, but just stay home in sweats. I don't really want to like go outside and endure the coldness. And it's because I'm not really a cold person. I don't really enjoy the cold. And I know I'm in California, so it's not like that extreme. Blessings to you who live up north. The cold makes me just want to stay home and cuddle up with a blanket and all the things, right? And part of that is because the cold weather kind of makes me feel a little bit down, and it's probably from the isolation, honestly. So I know I need to be like super intentional in this season of the year, as it rolls around every year, about how I will fill my mind and soul, so not to let like this winter, like weariness and sadness sink in, if that makes sense. So if you want to be encouraged in this area and you kind of have felt this before, let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane, or go ahead and start your workout, and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters Podcast. I hope you're having a fantabulously awesome, wonderful day, and that you're excited for this episode. If you're new here, welcome, welcome. So glad you found your way here. And I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for just being on this amazing journey with me. You are awesome, and I hope and pray this is an encouragement to you in some way. Before we get started, I just wanted to say a couple of things. One, for all of you who did the 7-day challenge, I am so proud of you. You did such a good job. It was so awesome to hear some of the stories and to see just some growth. It's just a fun time to see you moving and shaking, and I hope that it has set some things into place and habits into motion for you. The second thing is, if you've been here a while and you find value in this podcast, I would love to hear from you. If you could leave me a review or a rating, depending on what platform you are listening to, that would just be such a blessing to me. And not only that, it really helps to get this message out to others who maybe need to hear this. So I would love to hear from you. And the third thing is, if you have not grabbed the scripture cards, it is time for you to grab the scripture cards, friend, okay? This is an easy step for you. It's a downloadable thing for you to have scripture with you, 30 scriptures to carry around through your day, or you can put it around your house. You can literally have scripture all over your home, and you can read it out. You can take it with you on the go. You can use scripture to speak out over your family. It's an amazing tool that I created just for you. You can go to the show notes for that link. All right, let's get to it. So this week we had some rough weather. I know it's, again, I live in Northern California, so we do get some cold seasons, but not as extreme as a lot of the country does or the world. So just bear with me on my weakness as a Californian. It's not that rough, but it was rough where we had winds up to like 49 miles per hour. There was like tons of rain and flooding, and it got kind of crazy. Anyway, it got me sort of thinking about this place of just wanting to sit in the house and not really engage with life and just kind of hibernate in my sweats and like curl up on the couch and binge watch Gilmore Girls or something for the 10th time, right? I know that's not what God wants for me, because then I would be in isolation, and isolation for me always leads me down a dark path. I'm extroverted, introverted, slash introverted. I used to be 85 to 90% extroverted, and I just loved being around people, and I knew that that fueled me. And as I've gotten older, it's kind of become more like 60-40, because I understand the importance and just how great it is, the benefit of some time alone. But I know that I still need people, and being an extrovert, I still have to be fueled by that. And so I have to be very intentional about not getting sucked into my introverted life, because it's so easy to just be like, oh, I want to stay home, I want to be here. And then I'm not refueling my natural gifts and natural tendencies, if that makes sense. And my introverted side just wants to hibernate during the winter, and just really close all the doors. And it's because I can't get warm. I can't get warm. And so going outside, I'm like, I don't want to go inside, right? Or outside. I don't want to. I want to just stay in where it's warm. And so I have to consciously, intentionally make a decision to make plans and get outside and do things outside of my house so that I don't allow that anxiety or depression or dark spaces to take over. Because winter blues is a real thing. It's interesting, as I've looked it up more and kind of learned a little bit about it, it's a real thing. It's a hard season for a lot of people, because we can literally feel cabin fever or isolate because of the immediate feelings of wanting to hibernate, like I was saying. For all of you young moms with little ones in the house, it's really hard to get outside with them. And so you kind of can feel a little bit trapped, stuck in the house. And a lot of times that creates a lot of chaos in the house and messes in the house. And it just kind of like raises all the things, and kind of makes us a little bit more anxious than we normally would be. And we can't let them get all the energy out outside like we would like, right? In these seasons, you can start to feel more sad about loss or grief that you've had over the years. Just because it's darker, like the days are shorter, there's not as much sun out, we're not getting as much vitamin D as we should. You can start feeling exhausted because you're not getting that natural energy, right? From the sun on the warmer days. And because vitamin D, as we all know, is super, super important for our mental health. It just is. For our physical health too. Shorter days, so less sun can take a toll. And the list could go on and on and on, right? Winter blues are a real thing. And so if you're in like a space where you're like feeling it, I want to just talk this out a little bit with you. I want to encourage you in this season. If you're a winter enthusiast and you love the cold, this doesn't maybe pertain to you, but you could feel the aspects of it a little bit, even if you love winter. But if you're like most of us, I guess I shouldn't say most of us. If you're like me, and you know that the winter can create spaces for you where you have to be intentional and bring your thoughts and your feelings into alignment with the Lord, then this is for you. This is for you. Something to keep in mind, though, is that Jesus loves us in all seasons, and he's also faithful in all seasons. He's also good in all seasons. And just because it feels darker and it feels a little bit more sad or whatever the feelings are that you're going through, he's still there. He is still there in your seasons. And so part of that is us continuing relationship with him and being intentional and being in your time with him, probably even more than you would on your happier days, if that makes sense. Psalm 3:3, but you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory, the one who holds my head. Thank you, Jesus, for that. He is our shield, our protector, and he holds us in his hands. He is that good. This verse and many others like it just reminds us that just because the temperatures are different and we're feeling a little bit different, doesn't change the fact that God is faithful and good in all seasons, in all times. So just be reminded of that first. Okay, so before we jump into some just practical and spiritual steps for you, I thought I would quickly make you a quick list. It's just four things of things that are fun about winter. So maybe this could help you. Like, these are things that are fun about winter. And maybe that would be one of the things that you could start with is making a list of things you actually like about winter. Maybe you love the snow. You love making snow angels. You like taking your kids down to the snow. Maybe you like the rain. Personally, I like the rain. I don't want to like be out in it all the time, but I like the rain. I love the way it smells. I love that it makes everything really clean. It kind of washes away things. I love just sitting by the fire when it's raining. You know, like there's so many great things about it. So maybe even think about a list of things that you do love about winter. So I'm just giving you a few to get you started and help you kind of start with by shifting our thoughts about what winter brings. Because each season in our life, sorry, this is a little tangent. There is a reason for every season. That means we have seasons every year on purpose. There's a reason for the season. Maybe winter is for us to just get rejuvenated and rest and, you know, sit in our emotions and allow God to kind of heal those spaces. Whatever it is, there is a reason for every season in our life, whether that be throughout the year or seasonal things that we go through. So there's always a reason. So anyways, okay, so just a couple things. The number one thing I said that winter brings joy for me is it's for soup. It's soup season. Oh, it's so good. Soups are so delicious. They're warm. They're cozy food. You know, it's yummy. Okay, so yay for soups. And if you have a good soup recipe, please pass it along because I love soups. Number two, you can make a fire and sit by the fire. You can read. You can just cuddle with your kiddos or your spouse. You can watch a good movie, you know, and you can just like get warm and cozy by the fire. Who doesn't love that? Okay, it's amazing. Number three, if you enjoy baths, which I do not, I don't like baths at all. I won't even explain why, because then I might turn you off from your thing that you love. you could take a long, hot, warm bath, and that's apparently soothing for some, okay? Forget cold plunges right now. It's too cold for that. Just take a nice, long, warm bath, light a candle, read a book, do all the things, right? That's a nice thing to do in the winter. And then the fourth thing is it's sweater weather. Have you ever seen that? That skit, like it's a Saturday Night Live skit, I think, but they're like, sweater weather, sweater weather, it's sweater weather. It's like so funny and ridiculous at the same time, but it is, it's sweater weather, it's cozy time. So break out all your cute sweaters and enjoy the winter. Okay, so that was just some lighthearted things to get you thinking about what we do enjoy about winter. Because I'm telling you right now, it is a mindset thing too. I know for me, I had like making this list actually made me go, oh, actually I do like winter. Oh, this is a good time, right? It's just shifting our perspective, shifting the way we think about it and actually putting it out in front of us and reading it out and saying, oh, it isn't that bad. Oh, this is actually fun. Oh, soups. That's right. I can make a soup tonight. Ooh, that sounds good. You know, whatever, you know, and it just shifts our perspective. Okay. So it was a little funny joke, but also let's change that. Let's change that mindset and not sit in the, oh, it's cold. I don't want to go anywhere. Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. Okay. Okay. So ways to help, some are practical, some are spiritual. Okay. One is make a winter bucket list. Okay, you've heard me talking about summer bucket lists. And as I was like going through this, I was like, winter bucket lists is such a good idea. Because in the summer we do this, right? With our kids, we've done it a few times. And we just have them write out things like, you want to go camping, or you want to have a camp out in the backyard, or we want to make s'mores one night, or we want to, you know what I mean? We want to watch a movie on the lawn, whatever it is. We want to go boating. We want to go whatever. You know, you come up with all kinds of fun things, apple picking or whatever it is that you do as your family. Okay. You make a bucket list and you're like, these are the things we're going to get done. Let's make a winter bucket list. Now you, this may be like not brand new information for you. You're like, I've heard this before. That's cool. I didn't. I was like, winter bucket list. That's a great idea. Because again, it shifts our perspective to make this a fun time. It can be fun if we choose to make it fun, right? We choose to say, this is a joyous time. The Lord is faithful. I can walk in this. And even though it's freezing outside, I'll just put more layers on and we'll get outside and we'll do the thing and we'll enjoy what's happening around us, because we have the ability to choose what is joyful for us and what is not. Let that marinate a minute, okay? We have the ability. Okay, so make a bucket list. I'm sure if you got on Pinterest or if you got on the Google and just wrote in winter bucket list, I bet there'd be tons of options there for you to get you started with some ideas. The second thing is try to get outside anytime you see the sun peeking out. If it's coming out only for 20 minutes or an hour, get outside. Get outside, let your skin and your face and your body soak it up. Now, this doesn't mean you have to go out there in your bathing suit, okay? It's freezing. I'm saying you could come up, you can still go bundled out, but it helps you just to soak in the sun. Even if it's for a few minutes, take a deep breath and just breathe in the goodness of what the sun brings to us, okay? The benefits of being in the sun: better sleep, reduces anxiety and depression. You get better immunity, stronger bones, lowers blood pressure, gives energy. All of these great things. There's even more in it. It's just a great way. So do not skimp on sun time. If you're at work, or if you work from home, or you're with your kids and you see the sun, be aware of when the sun's going to be out. That's the beautiful thing about our phones, right? We have the weather app, and it tells us specifically when things are happening. Even if it's snowing, sometimes the sun peeks out. Try to get outside during those times. It will really replenish your soul and just help you to take a breath and be outside. It just also helps you to take a breath just to say, okay, I'm outside. I'm just breathing in the beautiful air and all the things. So try to get outside. So I wrote here, wrap yourself in a blanket, layer it up, put some beanie on and some gloves and some boots, and just sit outside, go for a walk, take your dog for a walk or whatever. Actually, we have a neighbor here that walks his cat in a stroller every day. And sometimes he lets the cat out with a leash. It's really funny. I would love to know if any of you walk your cat with a leash, just because that's next level. I've never seen it before this, and it's actually pretty adorable, but we're always laughing. We're like, there goes the guy with his cat on his leash again. Anyways, tangent, just try to get outside if you see the sun, especially. You can get outside if the sun's not out too. Getting outside is always beneficial, but especially in these winter months when you see the sun, take advantage and just bust outside. Take a break, go outside, and just breathe in the sun, even if it's for a few minutes. Okay, I'm not going to run that into the ground. The third thing is, and you know what I'm going to say, all right? Spend quality time with Jesus. It is so important. Get in your word, worship, pray, spend time with him. These are times, winter months, and winter blues are a real thing. I said that before. That means we are vulnerable and susceptible to the enemy coming in and telling us, because if we're not strengthening ourselves in his word, if we're not getting in God's word and spending time with him, we're going to open ourselves up to be vulnerable to the enemy lying to us, telling us how bad things are, keeping us down, bringing anxiety and all the things into our life, and creating a space where we're just going to get like in a sulking situation. Instead, let's breathe life into us with God's word, okay? Breathing life into us and spending time with Jesus. When we know that we're in those spaces that possibly could bring us to a lower place, this goes along with anything, okay? When certain seasons come in your life and you know it's going to be a low season for you or a harder season for you, maybe a time of the year where you lost someone, maybe a time of the year where you got a divorce or you had a fight with a friend and you've not reconciled, you know, there's something that's going on in that year, that part of your season, that is when you need to dig deeper into the Lord. Do not run from that. Do not run from him or hide from him or think that he doesn't want your grief or think that he doesn't want to hear your woes or think that you're not good enough because you're in a space that's dark. Bring that darkness into the light. Bring it into the light, friend. It's always better when it's in the light. Always, 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 it's better to bring your hardship, your grief, your loss, the things that are hurting inside of you. It's always better to bring it into the light so God can shine and bring healing and hope into those cracks and crevices that are just starting to take root into deeper, deeper darkness, if that makes sense. So always, always, always spend time with him. And we know that we're going to be in a place that is, like for me right now, winter, I know I have to be very, very, very intentional. Otherwise, I will stay inside all day long. I will not go outside because I don't want to be cold. And I will end up in a very dark place because I haven't spent time with people. I haven't spent time with the Lord. I've only binge-watched stupid TV shows or scrolled on my phone for days. I haven't actually accomplished anything or made myself feel joy or hope or peace or walked in those things because I've separated myself from life. I'm just being honest. Like I can't, that's how bad it can get that bad for me if I'm not intentional. I have to be intentional. I've learned that about myself. So be intentional and spend time with the Lord. Let him bring that joy and that peace and that love in your life during the season that you are feeling more on a lower space. Hopefully that makes sense. So always, always, always spend time with Jesus every day. Every time you get it, every chance you can get during this season, get with the Lord. Again, there's so many great apps on our phone. There's so much, we have so much access to scripture and just positive words and encouragement. That just gets me thinking of K-Love on the radio station. You've got so much access to worship and on YouTube or Spotify. Fill your mind and heart with his word and his goodness so that you don't allow other things to be heard. Just shut out that stuff and only listen to the good things. Yes? Okay. The fourth thing is keep pressing on, okay? It sounds so simple, but like I said, for me, I have to be very intentional and make a decision in this area or I will just kind of be like, I don't care that much. I'm just going to sit here. I don't want to, you know, we can be stubborn. We can be little stubborn buggers sometimes. And I know that about myself. I don't want to dig my heels in so much so that I kind of dig my own grave in a sense, you know, because I'm putting myself in a space that's not good for me. Okay. So keep pressing in, press into the Lord. Press on and remind yourself of the good things. That goes into the gratitude journal and all the things, right? Remind yourself of what is good about winter, what is good about this season, what you do have, and press on. Don't let yourself sit too long in the hardship or the grief or the low places. Don't let yourself sit there. You can't. It's not bad to sit in those moments for a little while and just allow yourself that time to grieve and that time to be in those sad times. That's okay, obviously. But allow God to come into that space and heal and bring understanding and comfort, right? And don't allow yourself to sit there too long, because that's when it can start snowballing down the hill. We don't want snowball down the hill, okay? We want to be able to get ourselves out when God, in God's timing, okay? Okay, so here we go. Scripture for you. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Yes, we do. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. Okay. Sometimes it's a suffering season, because we know that suffering does what? Produces perseverance. Hallelujah. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Okay? Suffering, hardship, low times creates perseverance when we give it to Him, when we put our hope in Him, when we put our trust in Him, creates perseverance. So the next time this season comes around, we're like, wait a second, we know how to handle this. We know what to do, because God brought us through that last time, and now I'm going to put these things into place, right? Perseverance creates character. It helps build who we are. It creates a space for us to grow as a person and as a woman of God who loves Him, right? It creates character, and character creates hope. Character, hope, and then hope. Because of Jesus, Holy Spirit brings love into our life and leads and guides us. Come on. It's good. It's really good. All right. That is all I have for you today. Remember, you are seen, you are known, and you are loved by God, my friend. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you on Friday for Faith on Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.